Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Jessica Heatley with your local news briefing. The alleged bogey shooter is expected in court today, facing three counts of murder and one of attempted murder. Police charging the 59-year-old local man over the alleged shooting deaths on the property southwest of Bowen on Friday. He'll appear in the Proserpine Magistrates Court. Hopefully you've made the most of the warmer weather. Both Cairns and Mareeba hit highs of 30 degrees last week, but a cold front moving up through the Sunshine State has forecaster G1 Park saying we could soon face much cooler overnight temps.
Probably the coolest day would be Wednesday by look of it. Cairns may see the minimum temperatures dropping down to about 17 degrees and the maximum 26, but Mareeba reaching down to 12 degrees minimum and the maximum 24.
Bushfires can happen in Queensland all year round, so it's important you know what to do if just that happens. QFES are now urging residents not to become complacent after our recent rainfall and to prepare properties before the start of bushfire season. Superintendent Neil Kelso from the Rural Fire Service saying no matter where people live, all households should have a bushfire survival plan in place.
We're asking property owners to prepare the bushfire survival plan so that they know what to do in case of emergency or case of fire in their local area. Most of the local governments have a neighbourhood safer place that they can relocate to in case of a bushfire affecting their local community.
The Cairns Esplanade Lagoon is set to reopen today following routine maintenance. Works included repairs and upgrades to the pool surface, lighting, pump system and amenities. Councils say there may be some ongoing minor works happening next week. Taking a look at local sport, they've been inseparable for much of the season, but bragging rights and potentially a final spot have gone to Northern Pride after their win over Townsville Blackhawks in the Host Plus Cup. The two sides looked evenly matched in the first half before the Pride stormed home for a 22-10 victory in enemy territory. The Science Briefing is a new 15-minute podcast about the science of everything. Download the Listener app to listen for free.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.